One of the hardest emotional nails in my mind is death. Years ago, Santy did a live album, and I think it was called Santy Live or something. And Santy had a friend named Debbie. Santy didn't talk very much about Debbie, but it sounded like they were very good friends. They sang together, they both loved to laugh, and they went to Weight Watchers together. Santy had planned on having Debbie sing on the album with her. But Debbie was killed in a tragic car accident and went home to be with the Lord. And I remember hearing that on her album and being in a frozen state of shock. And it wasn't that I knew Debbie, but rather, I was sad because whatever Debbie had to share that would have changed people's lives was now gone. And we all have Debbies in our lives. People that motivate us, inspire us, and can maybe help someone we know. And once they pass on, you feel lost, but it's more than lost, because it's an emptiness that you know will never be replaced. And the hardest thing is knowing that to make that one person truly matter, you have to let what they did and shared keep your relationship with God strong so that when your time comes, you too will be home with Jesus. The death of a child is even harder. Some kids are just born with diseases that only lets them live a few years. I had many friends when I was a kid that died, and it never gets easy. And no one talks about it because they have no idea what to say. Well, I think I do. And because every one of us has to deal with saying goodbye, I wanted to take some time on this CD to say goodbye to a deep friend of mine who I know is welcoming every kid into the kingdom of heaven. Given this person was very well known and loved, there is no easy way to say this. Sometime around August 8th, Joy Bubbles passed away. I seriously felt like the world lost an angel. I still feel that way. Joy Bubbles, like me, had a pastor's license. But he had to get his license through mail order. The reason he had to do that was because he was abused as a child and was very unhappy as an adult. So one day, he decided to make himself 5 years old forever. He had invisible friends, a huggable world, toys, and he actually became 5 years old within reason. The problem was, the paperwork for a pastor won't let you be 5 years old. So even though he found a legal way to never have a birthday and be forever 5 years old, you can't become a pastor at age 5. So he bought a license by mail. It was his calling to be a 5-year-old pastor forever. What happened next I can't say how it ever came to be, I only know it was the hand of God. Joy Bubbles started a ministry that for the longest time I thought was only for the adult inner child. Well, one day I called him and he said he couldn't talk because he was on the other line helping a kid get ready to enter heaven within the hour. I thought he lost it. I called him a few days later and asked him about it, thinking it was a joke or something. And I was not ready at all for his answer. I knew we messed around with phones a lot, I knew he recorded fun messages every week, but I had no idea he was on every phone message voicemail system in America doing all kinds of inspirational messages. He always gave a direct number so anyone could call him directly and talk to him. Somehow kids that were dying found his number. Very often these kids could not get out of bed, so they had no friends. Joy Bubbles had a lot of invisible friends that could even fly anywhere in the world within seconds, but only kids could see and hear them. And being Joy Bubbles was 5 years old, he could see and hear these invisible people. So he would send his friends to those kids so they wouldn't be so alone. And the toy world that Joy Bubbles had made noise when it was squeezed. So when he wanted to hug a kid, the kid lived on Earth, so he would give his toy world a great big hug, and the kids would hear it over the phone and know they were being hugged. Kids would call, parents of the kids would call, and when it was time for the child to pass, the parents would call Joy Bubbles and he would play music, read, talk to the kid's invisible friends, and do whatever the moment called for. Each kid had a special going away call as they were going home to Jesus. My heart was ripped out when I found on the internet that Joy Bubbles had passed. He was gone for several days before he was found in his apartment. So the cause and the actual date remains unknown. So that is a very hard emotional nail for me to deal with. But then I ask myself what he is doing now and I smile because I know what he's doing. He is the welcome angel for all the kids that are going to heaven. So if you are caring for a kid that won't be around long, I believe in my heart that that kid will be met by joy bubbles. Him and Jesus will give that kid the very best homecoming ever. I went on the internet and was shocked to know, and because people had been recording his phone messages and uploading them to the internet. So I'm downloading them and trying to clean the quality. I have decided to put one on this CD, but the hard question is, which one? Some will make you laugh to no end, others will make you cry because his stuff is that touching. Well, my birthday is on December 11th, and Joy Bubbles has a story about Jessa, who spoke her very first words on December 11th, 1989. So in memory of the late Joy Bubbles, who always knew what to say at the right time, I'm picking his story of Jessa. And if you think about it, please eat some peas each year on December 11th. You will understand why from Joy Bubbles.